WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
Details are coming up now. New Jersey's first weather with Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow. And Dan, things could get a little interesting, not even tonight, but in the overnight, right?
That's right. We're going to get wet again. There is a little chance for some wintry mix, but in general, third week in a row with a wet finish coming right up. It is chilly in spots this morning. I've got some 20s in the coolest spots here, but there have been some clouds overnight, keeping some temperatures in the 30s. You'll still want a jacket as you head out. Mostly sunny skies this morning, then increasing clouds take over this afternoon. We stay dry during the day, highs 40 to 45, similar to yesterday. Showers arrive after midnight tonight. Again, almost all rain, maybe a brief period of wintry mix in far north Jersey, lows 35 to 40. And tomorrow we get soaked. In southern New Jersey, could be some flooding issues with heavy rain possible, highs upper 50s to around 60. We dry out and clear out for the weekend. Salem is 29, Denville 37, and Keyport 34.
Time on New Jersey's First News 502. Topping our news this hour, at an emotional and hastily called Board of Education meeting in South Jersey, the public packed the room to support wrestler Andrew Johnson, who made national headlines after being forced to cut his dreadlocks minutes before a match.
The emergency meeting was called after the video of the 16-year-old Buena Regional High School wrestler cutting his dreadlocks went viral. Johnson was told by the referee to lose the dreads or forfeit his match. He chose option one. Superintendent David Capuccio called for an investigation, blaming ref Alan Maloney.
He's done working with our district.
Johnson's family attorney and supporters say he was in compliance with the rules and say Maloney was late to weigh in when this should have been addressed. The teenager did win his match in overtime, but will miss today's team match because of the overwhelming attention.
The racial climate is one that is crude and creating hurdles for our youth.
Matthew White, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's commuter weather, mostly sunny this morning. Clouds will increase this afternoon. Daytime highs, same as yesterday, 40 to 45. Showers arriving after midnight tonight. Almost all rain, although there could be a brief period of wintry mix. Far north Jersey, overnight lows only 35 to 40. And then a wet weekend again, as you heard Dan say. He'll have complete details on the forecast straight ahead. And also coming up in our next segment, what we know, though it is not much right now, about the suicide of a Mercer County Sheriff's officer. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News 506. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's commuter weather, mostly sunny for the morning. Clouds will increase this afternoon. Daytime highs 40 to 45. Then showers arriving after midnight, as you've been hearing Dan say now for the second day in a row. Almost all rain overnight. There could be brief wintry mix in far north Jersey, then another wet weekend. Reports out of Trenton overnight confirmed the suicide of a Mercer County Sheriff's officer inside the McDade Administration Building yesterday. Sources and colleagues identify the deceased as Detective Pablo Santiago, found with an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. Four New Jersey men, the oldest being 24, are identified as the victims of a deadly crash early Wednesday morning in the area of Parkway Exit 81.
The driver, 21-year-old Kevin Quispe Prieto of Beechwood, and his brother, 23-year-old Jimmy Quispe Prieto of Lakewood, are among the names released Wednesday by New Jersey State Police. Their preliminary investigation says the sedan struck the rear of a tanker truck.
Obviously very tragic during the holiday season. Nobody wants to come up onto an incident like this.
Also killed were passengers Robert Ordonana and Victor Lugo, both of Lakewood. Lugo was a Lakewood Public Works employee and the son of a township cop. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Today is the sixth day, though just the second full business day, of the partial federal government shutdown, which looks no closer to a resolution this morning. The Senate is supposed to be back in session this afternoon, but few senators are expected back in D.C. President Trump drops in on U.S. troops in Iraq Wednesday, his first presidential visit to troops in a compromised zone, and while there defends his decision to pull forces from neighboring Syria. That choice prompted the resignation of Defense Secretary Jim Mattis. In California, the manhunt is on for a suspect accused of killing a police officer during a traffic stop in Newman, a small town 100 miles southeast of San Francisco. 33-year-old Corporal Runnell Singh was shot, pronounced dead at a hospital. The suspect is armed and dangerous. Are you feeling crummy? A growing number of New Jerseyans are closing out 2018 in bed, sick with the flu.
Surveillance data collected from Jersey medical centers, nursing homes, and schools indicates
we're seeing moderate activity, influenza-like activity in north, central, south New Jersey right now.
State epidemiologist Dr. Tina Tan says anyone 6 months or older should get a flu shot, especially people who have
asthma, diabetes, heart disease, people who are 65 and older, young kids, as well as pregnant women.
She adds it's too soon to tell if this year's vaccine is a good match for the strains of influenza now circulating. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News 509. New developments in a story we've followed since summer 2017. A retired principal loses his teaching credentials after being accused of child rape by a second, now adult victim. Matthew Hoffman allegedly committed offenses in the Hopewell Valley and Hillsborough districts. A new trial for a New Jersey man who spent two decades on death row. Nathaniel Harvey was convicted not once but twice in Irene Schnapp's 1985 death in Plainsboro. Jersey abolished the death penalty in 2007, but now DNA evidence is making Harvey's guilt dubious. There is doubt creeping in now about the ability of U.S. border authorities to care for thousands of minors arriving with families trying to enter this country. Those concerns have been heightened by the deaths of two Guatemalan children in 3 weeks. It has been a banner year for legalized marijuana across the country, but despite that being a key campaign promise of Governor Phil Murphy, with just 4 days left to go in 2018, New Jersey has missed the boat. Legal pot remains a priority for Murphy in 2019. The sweet ride for those low Jersey gas prices will likely continue into the new year, according to one oil industry expert.
Analyst Tom Closa of the Oil Price Information Service says crude oil has been oversold lately. He says that, combined with lower demand, will keep a lid on prices early next year.
Demand is about 15% lower than it is during the driving season.
Many parts of the country, including New Jersey, are ending the year with the lowest prices since the summer of 2017. Closa says there are a handful of stations in Jersey selling gas for under $2 a gallon.
But it'll change drastically in the first, second, and third quarter. The next year.
He says that's when investors will return to the oil market. Joe Cutter, New Jersey 101.5 News.
It could be life in prison for a Lindenwald man accused of sexually assaulting a woman, then from jail making a call to his victim, posing as a detective to attempt to scare her away from testifying. Authorities say 39-year-old Michael Williams is a persistent offender. No prison, just 5 years probation given to a 22-year-old Camden woman, a babysitter who had been accused of kidnapping a four-month-old. Nadagia Hill was found on a train with the boy, but prosecutors couldn't prove she intended to permanently deprive the child's mother. Dramatic images this morning at NJ1015.com of a car engulfed in flames in the driveway of a home in Lakewood. Authorities responded Christmas night to Belvedere Lane. There they found the burning vehicle. No one was injured, but an investigation is underway. Time on New Jersey's First News coming up on 512. Dan Zarrow says we're going to be mostly sunny to start the day, clouds coming later, and then showers arriving after midnight tonight. Dan has an extended look at the forecast, and we'll recap our top stories next.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 514. Meteorologist Dan Zarrow back with instant weather. And Dan, it could be worse, right? It's going to be rainy for a third weekend in a row, but it could be snow.
This is true. It's been a very wet year overall. Record-breaking wetness, precipitation total in Atlantic City. We're going to add to that total overnight tonight and into tomorrow. During the day today, things are going to stay quiet. Third day in a row with pretty consistent temperatures here. Some 20s on the board, some 30s where we've had a couple of clouds overnight. I think sunshine's going to win this morning before clouds really increase this afternoon. High temperatures 40 to 45. That's where we ended up yesterday, and that's where we ended up on Christmas, too. Showers will push in late tonight. I'm thinking after midnight, and it looks like almost all rain. With some temperatures, though, in the 30s, there could be a brief period of wintry mix in northern New Jersey as things get started, an hour or two maybe. But temperatures will actually rise during the overnight hours, and tomorrow will make a run for 60 degrees for part of the state, but it is going to be wet, and the forecast has trended even wetter over the last day. So the heaviest rain looks to be the southern half of the state. We could see two or three plus inches of rain. That could obviously lead to flooding concerns again. Things will taper to scattered showers by late afternoon tomorrow. And then Saturday is going to be dry with some good sunshine, but there's our blustery day with wind gusts to 35 miles an hour. That will cause temperatures to tumble from the lower 50s early on Saturday into the 30s by evening time. Sunday, quiet, but we're back to the chilly side. Sun and clouds, highs around 40. And then looking ahead to New Year's, Monday is New Year's Eve. We got another storm system. We're going to pad those rainfall totals even more. more. Looks like late day Monday, so if you're out and about, you might get wet. We'll have to keep an eye on that in case it turns more wintry. We're going to start the year on a warm note on New Year's Day. New Jersey First News Time, 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Patrick Lavery. Top stories on New Jersey's First News this morning. The referee who told a high school wrestler to cut his dreadlocks off before a match won't work anymore of the school's events. A Mercer sheriff's officer commits suicide at the county administration building. Details are emerging. In sports, Nets beat the Hornets in double OT. Devils, Rangers, and Flyers all return to the ice tonight. In battle, Jet Trumaine Johnson benched in practice. Status uncertain for Sunday's finale. Your out-the-door forecast and New Jersey fast traffic next.
Jersey Radio.
Thanks, guys. You're a breath of fresh air. You're awesome.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News Time is 5:19. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow with your out-the-door forecast. For this Thursday morning, there is a chill in the air, 20s and 30s to start. We'll see high as 40 to 45 this afternoon. Very similar to the past couple of days. Sunshine this morning, increasing clouds this afternoon. Rain showers move in after midnight tonight. New Jersey First News Time, still 5:19.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:22 on this Thursday morning. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow back after the bottom of the hour with your commuter weather. Efforts are moving forward to give victims of sexual abuse in New Jersey more time to file civil lawsuits against their attackers.
Under current state law, a sexual abuse survivor must file a civil suit within 2 years of the abuse, but Patricia Teffenhardt of the Jersey Coalition Against Sexual Assault says the measure is being crafted to expand the deadline dramatically because many survivors are traumatized and may delay reporting the attack for years.
There are, in fact, 1.8 million survivors of sexual assault that live in New Jersey. All of them are impacted by our two-year civil statute of limitations.
What we need, says Teffenhardt, is to give survivors expanded pathways to justice. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
You know all about New Jersey going all in on sports betting this year. It was supposed to have been embraced by Native American tribes, but only two outside Nevada have opened sports books, the first of those in Mississippi, after a landmark Supreme Court ruling. A new survey by the New Jersey Society of CPAs finds most respondents support a minimum wage hike.
56% of them felt that New Jersey's minimum wage should be higher than the current minimum wage, which is, you know, currently $8.60, and it's going to go to $8.85 starting January 1.
But CEO Ralph Albert Thomas says if the minimum wage jumps to $15 an hour, 63% of those surveyed say it would hurt the state's economy. So-called money mules, what are they, who are they, and could they come after you? Companies, schools, and nonprofits in Connecticut were targeted in 2016. An example, an exec at a company who thought the business's owner was requesting a wire transfer. No such request was ever made. It's illegal in New Jersey to leave your car running for more than 3 minutes without driving it, except for certain situations, so you're likely risking a fine when starting your car to warm it up before work. And that argument of, but it's good for the car, doesn't hold much water.
Tracy Noble with AAA Mid-Atlantic says warming your car for 10 to 15 minutes in order to help it run efficiently hasn't been necessary for a long time.
According to our AAA automotive experts, you really only need 15 to 30 seconds prior to putting your car in gear and running it.
New Jersey law does allow idling for up to 15 minutes if the vehicle's been off for 3 hours and temperatures outside are lower than 25 degrees. Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A contract between Disney and Verizon Fios may wipe out customers' TV channels owned by the mouse when 2018 returns to 2019. Talks are ongoing. ESPN is the most expensive channel in Disney's stable, but ABC 7 New York and 6 ABC Philly could go dark for you as well. Write this name down in the history books. Colin O'Brady of Portland, Oregon. He is the first person to make a solo trek across the ice-cold 930-mile length of the continent of Antarctica. The trip took 54 days for the 33-year-old endurance athlete. 5:25 on New Jersey's First News. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's commuter weather. Mostly sunny this morning. Clouds increase this afternoon. Showers after midnight tonight. Dan will have more on the bottom of the hour. And also coming up at 5:30, a South Jersey school district cuts ties with a ref who told a wrestler to cut his hair minutes before a match. Business news is next.
Good morning.
Make New Jersey 101.5 part of your Alexa weekday morning routine.
Now listening to New Jersey 101.5.
Instantly hear updated flash reports with the latest breaking news and weather. Weekdays,
wake up with Alexa
and New Jersey 101.5.
Thank you.
5:28 on New Jersey's First News as we check business. An incredible day on Wall Street where major indexes finished at least 5% higher. Lifted Japanese stocks Thursday but received a mixed reaction in Asia as some traders returned from a Christmas break. Japan rebounded 3.9%. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner. Content coordinated by Dan Alexander. Sergio Bishaw is at the editor's desk. And our news director is Annette Petrocioni.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.